Well, one year they came over and made a big old nest out in a tree I had, not very far from my front porch out there. And there was the funniest thing hanging down there, and I didn't know what it was, you know. And I come in and said, oh, don't touch it. It's where the bees have hived. And so this neighbor, she says, oh, I know somebody in the country wants them real bad. I said, for the Lord's sake, let him know. Come get those things. And he did. He came, he had a big crocus sack, and put it around it, and then clipped it loose and dropped the bees down there, and took them to a hive, you know, they make to keep them in. Mm-hmm. And he wanted them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a sack were you talking about?
Oh, you mean that he put them in? Mm-hmm. You know what a crocus sack is. Mm-hmm. It's where fertilizer comes in. A heap of things come in, those big old, we call the crocus sack. I don't know why we got the name. And he just put one of those up on it and clipped it from the stem where they attached itself in my tree. Mm-hmm. Dropped it in and closed it up and took them home, and he had a wooden hive they make have for beehives. You know, people raise honey that way. And he had the empty hive he wanted the bees to put in there and make a nest, you see, and have honey. Yes, mm-hmm. They make delicious honey from in those beehives. He always bought it every day from someone.
Do you have any other things that sting?
Steam.
What you mentioned?
Red bulbs. If you get out and have a picnic, you probably get red bulbs on you. Mm-hmm. And you surely are miserable. I've had plenty of those now.
What else would you call?
Red bulb chiggers. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you call chiggers. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you go on a picnic and on the creeks or the lakes, and sit on the ground, or maybe on a tree trunk, you get covered with the thing. And what we do is, first thing is get a bath, right quick as can, use a heap of soap and bath. And I have used soda. No, you use salt after you bathe once, and you make your water real salt, or like ocean, and bathe in it again, and get rid of them. So don't put your chair up in there.
Well,
that's chiggers, some folks call them. We call them red bugs, but they are called chiggers. Mm-hmm. Chiggers, I think, mm-hmm. chiggers. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you get those if you go out in the woods.
Oops. Oh, bell.
Just keep it easy. I forget about that. I didn't take it out, he said.
Mm-hmm. So you can see it if you ever need it.
I had one and lost it. Now, we're on varmints.
Really?
You want to talk about varmints. And I don't know much about varmints.
Right.
I always call somebody else when the varmints get around.
What kind of varmints might come?
Oh, all these varmints you're talking about. Bats and that do come around the place.
Well, you never saw anything that, like, what kind would spread yellow fever? What?
No, we don't have yellow fever in Georgia. You're from Georgia.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wondered if you'd ever seen.
I've had any experience with yellow fever.
Those little flies that suck your blood.
I never had experience with yellow fever. Nobody in our section has that I know of.
Uh-huh.
Yellow fever. We have malaria sometimes. Now, I think my husband's father died from malaria. He had some sawmills down out there in the farm in the low ground,
uh-huh.
and was sawing timber. And they said he caught malaria. I don't know whether he drank out of the stream and thought it was clean and all that or what. But they said he had malaria. Killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have malaria if you stay around the low places.
Well, how does that spread? Isn't that spread by an insect?